That's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's caught it. Giroud! Goal given! Wow! A game of merchants, a game of thrills.
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting installment of the VAR show. Right here, it's your host who does the most, even when he's making toast. The one, the only DJ Stones. And with me here is
the host who does not boast because he comes from the West Coast. Yes. DJ Sticks.
Yeah.
The stick doesn't rhyme, but it doesn't matter because it's a stick.
And it's on fleek. I got you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
and
thanks.
Boy, do we have a show ahead of
fire.
We have a show.
Fire show.
Must be hot.
Show fire.
But before we go into that, let's enjoy these tunes.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Sesh.
And we're talking about the movies.
Yeah.
Welcome. Dumalang, okay?
Hi, I'm the English version.
Yes, and I'm also the English version.
I can explain. I actually can explain what just happened there.
Sets me apart, keeping me sharp, it's undisputed. Yeah. Doing my thing, faith on my shoulders, I can do this. All of these haters trying to kiss up, I don't rock with Judas. No sir, I'm on the grind, up in the stew, I put in the time, clean with the favor, smelling the pine, stay in my light, gotta go shine. That's the Alpha and the Omega, start with the Genesis, bringing no Sega, no sleeping, whoa, two fish, dollars, quesos, yeah, here to go, ha, yeah.
And ain't no debating how 7 days creation. Then he made every nation. Got the sun and moon in rotation. Then he overcame temptation. Then he hung up on a cross. Now 3 days salvation. Yeah. Salutes.
Who the goal?
Who the goal?
Walking to him on water from the bowl. Went and gave us all the clues.
Give us a clue.
I hope you know because the answer's out to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who the goal?
Who the goal?
Walking to him on water from the bowl. It gave us all the clues.
Clue.
I hope you know because the answer's up to you.
We are back
with the heat,
like that song.
Yeah,
which was also fire,
fire jam. You know?
But we've hit the quarterfinals.
Yes, we have
in European competition.
Yeah,
and boy, did we have a quarterfinals leg one.
Standing week.
It was fire.
It was heat.
It was hot.
The
like
sun.
A heat. So the first game was Benfica versus Liverpool.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Where Liverpool came through with a 3-1 beating over Benfica. I think I enjoyed this game, you know. It really showed the open play of Liverpool.
Yeah.
And that the new addition to the Liverpool squad, Luis Diaz has been on fire.
Going back to Portugal and showing them what he was showing them before.
You know?
You know.
And I really think that Liverpool has gotten themselves a player that they're going to have for the long run, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let there be if the dispute with Mohamed Salah and Liverpool continues and they have to let him go, it's not going to be the end of the world because this guy is just going to grow into a big talent
beast.
What he's doing now, yeah, the type of impact he's having in the game and the passion he has is like a Mohamed Salah when he came into the team.
Exactly.
And I'm not a Liverpool fan, so
exactly.
It's not biased what I'm saying.
Nope.
Right, it's from what I'm seeing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And I also feel that was he a January signing.
Yep.
I feel like he settled in very quickly.
He settled for January. That's what I'm saying, you know. It's the impact he can have for the team. Mm. Will be amazing because he just came into the team.
And he's already too much. Like
another case where you see this is Chris Wood in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
For January transfer.
It's like he was always there.
Crazy, you know?
stuff.
And it's something else we're going to speak about later that I heard that, it's just me probably ranting again, but never mind.
Okay.
So followed the match that also took place on that Tuesday, mm-hmm, right, was Man City versus Atletico Madrid.
Tough game.
It was actually a very tough game.
It was.
Atletico Madrid lost 1-0 to Man City. Mm-hmm. Atletico Madrid did not register any shots in the entire 90 minutes.
Whoa.
Therefore, no shots on target.
Whoa.
Only had 29% possession. Only made 297 passes,
mm-hmm,
with a 71% pass rate.
Mm.
Pass accuracy. Compared to Man City's... Now, this is where it's shocking. So, Man City had 15 shots.
15 shots.
But only two on target.
Yeah.
With one of them being the actual goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. Okay.
They had 71% of ball possession.
Yes.
They had 696 passes.
Almost
with a 90%
pass accuracy. That's insane, though.
Kevin De Bruyne is like, it was his first time ever going like up against the team playing 5-5-0. Literally, at one point,
yeah,
they had the entire
team
in the box.
Yeah.
All 11 players.
As in, Atletico Madrid was in the box.
They brought a new definition to parking the bus.
I am telling you.
They bought the whole bus station.
Yeesh.
And grounded all trips.
Yeah.
They, like, for the next 90 minutes, no buses are allowed to leave the bus station.
Yeah, it's a Sunday.
You know? And all it took was a little pass from Phil Foden. You know, Phil Foden was like
moment
that Subway. You know that Subway surf kid? He's running through. And then the guards are after him.
Yeah.
And then gave a nice pass to Kevin De Bruyne.
Which he finished.
And Kevin De Bruyne ended it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he finished it.
As expected.
You know? So, but it's interesting because, you know, all Atleti now need to do is score 2 goals in the next game.
That's all. And then buy the bus station again.
Yep.
And then that's it.
Because once these people park their bus, they flip in parking that bus, you know?
Yep.
But I really doubt. I think the next game at worst is going to end 1-0 again to City.
Yeah.
In fact, all Atletico needs to do is score 1 goal. And it can take you all to extra time.
Yes.
There is no away rule anymore. Yep. You don't have to score 2. They have to score 1.
Just 1.
And they can take us all the way. Then they can park the bus all the way to penalties.
And then they have Jan Oblak
and they have Jan Oblak in the pole.
Are you listening, Simeone? Don't listen. Don't listen.
Pep, this is a good time to panic and start playing 5 right backs.
Yeah. Mm. 5 right backs.
like they're all playing at right back position.
5 right backs.
Oh, my word. On the Wednesday, right, we had the shocking match between Villarreal and Bayern Munich, where Bayern Munich lost 1-0 to Villarreal.
Yeah.
And this is the thing about, like, Spanish teams, you know, especially the Spanish teams that are not Barcelona or Real Madrid, and even Real Madrid to a specific extent. You don't want to fall behind.
No, you don't.
These people can hold.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they can hold.
And it's so frustrating playing against teams like that.
You know? And I feel like Unai Emery thought that he was in, you know, he was just playing a Europa League match on Wednesday.
And then after the game, he looks at the reports. He's like, Bayern. It's like, oh, Bayern Munich. Oh, my word.
I thought
it was Leverkusen. I was like, what?
Why do I wait? Playing Munich?
Munich. Munich.
I just thought our match was put on a Wednesday. good evening.
Good evening.
we won the match, and we're looking to win the whole Europa.
So you're UEFA.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Wait, what? yes, you're in the quarterfinals of UEFA.
Ah, good.
Ah,
good.
It's really a good evening. Yeah. So it was a shocking goal. In the 8th minute,
yeah,
I can't say this guy's name to save my life. What is his actual name?
It was actually a cross. It was a crossing.
Yeah.
That,
you know, in fact, if it was a cross, somebody else tried to score.
Yeah.
And then, so that thing, he was going to get the ball. Emmanuel Neuer was going to get the ball because he dived the right direction. And then he came because he was standing between two players and hit the ball the opposite direction.
Ah.
You know, and his name is... Urant.
Yeah.
Gornald. I said his name so wrong. I've butchered it so bad. I'm so sorry, man.
It's okay. You scored against Bayern. What more do you need?
The name in it, his football name, though, is Danjuma.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll use that name.
Yeah, I'll use that name.
What could I use Danjuma. His actual surname?
What? No.
Danjuma is easier.
Huh. Danjuma! That's the one we want. That's the one we want.
But yeah, so it was all interesting because, you know, if you go look at the stats, you know, Bayern Munich registered 22 shots with 4 on target, right? Villarreal only had 12 shots with 1 on target. They had 38% position with only 349 passes with 77% accuracy. Against Bayern Munich's 62% position with 563 passes with an 85% an 85% accuracy.
Don't give Spanish teams the lead.
Never. They don't care about... Because, you know, Spanish teams can hold.
Yeah.
They can hold you.
And then they catch you. Then you go in, then they catch you on the counter.
I remember there was the Barcelona versus, I think, was it Barcelona and Sevilla match? Or the Barcelona-Atletico match where Dani Alves got a red card. And... That's Barcelona held. Barcelona looked like Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
At one point, I thought I needed glasses because I'm like, why is Atletico Madrid playing Atletico Madrid?
And it was 4-1, so it was even worse.
Yeah. No, it was 4-3.
Was it 4-3?
Because Thingy just needed one goal.
I'm saying at the time when...
It was 4-4. Oh
at the time when Thingy went out. Alves. Okay, we need to rectify our...
I'm doing a quick VAR check right here.
Yeah.
On your facts.
Yeah.
I say it like that.
So you can make sure that the facts match.
It was 4-2. We were both wrong. Damn. Plus 4-2, yes.
Okay.
And yes, by the time the red card came in, the score would have been 4-2.
Was it 4-2?
Yes.
Okay, unfortunately, we were wrong.
You were wrong, I was right.
It's not a penalty. What?
Yeah, but then Barcelona held.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing with Spanish teams, they know how to hold you.
Hold position.
They can hold position like there is no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And that was that it? No, wait, one more fixture.
One more fixture. And then that was Karim Benzema.
Yeah.
Becoming the new Mr. UEFA.
Yeah.
As he went two back-to-back UEFA games, getting a hat-trick.
Against some of the biggest teams
in the world.
In the world.
It's actually quite crazy to think of, you know?
It's insane that Madrid faced PSG and then Chelsea. It's insane. They're having a splendid season.
They're having one of the best seasons.
Yeah.
So, like, it's what's quite crazy about this is the fact that now you're looking at the that is my chain of thought. You're looking at like this Chelsea side. This is a very good Chelsea side, you know?
Very good.
But this Chelsea side lost at home twice in a row.
Yeah. But the second one being
a beating.
Yeah.
You know?
Thrashing at your house in front of your kids.
And in terms of shots, you know, Chelsea had more 20 shots against Real Madrid's 8. Yeah. They both had 5 on target. Chelsea had more of the ball with 58% ball position. But that's normal because Madrid doesn't play position-based football.
No.
Real Madrid had 42%. Possession. Chelsea had 611 passes against Real Madrid's 466, with Chelsea having a 90% pass accuracy against Real Madrid's 83. But at the end of the day, the Real Madrid was more clinical with the opportunities.
Very clinical.
You know, with getting a 2 goals by the time the first half whistle blew, mm-hmm. and getting his Benzema getting his hat trick in the beginning stages of the second half.
Yeah,
but it's quite crazy because, like you said, yeah, like you know, Real Madrid came out of a match with PSG where Benzema again got a hat trick, you know, taking them through to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by now a match with Chelsea where once again he gets
a hat trick. That is crazy though.
And you know, like I was hearing one of the commentators in the match say, like it's rare for a team to come back after a 2-0 defeat in the first leg. So a two goal deficit in the first game.
So it'll be very unlikely.
Yep, that Chelsea are going through to the next round. Unlikely, but not
impossible.
Not impossible at all.
Football, as we know it.
You know, and that's the beauty of football, I guess.
It is.
You look at the PSG game.
Yeah. PSG came in with the lead, second half. First half, in fact, Mbappe gets a goal. Looks done. And then boom, boom, boom.
And then Madrid gets through.
Benzema.
But in the other European competition, which was the Europa League, the best league in the world.
Yeah, top European league.
Best of the best European league.
For the champions.
Yeah. The actual leaders of Europa there. You know? With Leipzig versus Atalanta, which ended off as 1-1.
Whoa.
Braga beating Rangers 1-0.
Oh, no.
Bayern, now this is good. This is very interesting because Barcelona versus Eintracht Frankfurt, you know. Eintracht Frankfurt was able to hold off Barcelona being 10 men.
Whoa.
While they were 10 men, you know, are making the game 1-1. With them opening the score sheet in the 48th minute. Fernand Torres scoring an equalizer in the 66th minute. And then Eintracht Frankfurt getting a red card in the 78th minute. Eintracht Frankfurt were looking very good in the game, you know, with 16 shots, 5 on target against Barcelona, 7 shots, 3 on target.
What?
Barcelona obviously having more ball position at 67% against Frankfurt's
33.
Mm. Barcelona again obviously having more passes at 637 passes against Eintracht Frankfurt 316.
Wow.
With Eintracht Frankfurt, with Barcelona having better accuracy at 83% compared to Frankfurt's 70%. Obviously, it makes sense because that's Barcelona's playing style.
Yeah.
You know, they pass the ball a lot.
Tiki.
But the match of the night
is it
had to go to West Ham.
Oh.
Now hear me. This is why.
Okay.
At the end of the first half, it's 0-0. At 45 minutes with three additional minutes, Cresswell gets a red card.
Wow. Straight red.
Straight red. So we're now going into the second half where it's 0-0 and it's going to be a 10-man West Ham versus a 11-man Lyon.
Wow. It's a tough game.
And Lyon was looking good. Lyon was looking good even first half.
Wow.
52nd minute, Jaron Bowen.
Yeah, West Ham.
Scores a beauty.
Putting
them in the lead. And then the 66th minute, Ndombele scores an equalizer.
The former Tottenham men.
Yep. Mm. Now it makes it crazy because now they're going to Lyon.
Yeah.
To fight
yeah.
for their lives.
Cresswell's not there. So they're gonna feel that one.
It's a big loss.
But if there's a team
that can do it.
It's West Ham. Yeah.
Up the Hammers, you know. I've really enjoyed watching West Ham this season. I'm not gonna lie. They're
really, really good.
I think they've been fantastic, you know. They've pulled out some great victories, you know, like the Sevilla one where they were going into that match 1-0 down. And then they beat Sevilla 2-0 in London. Yeah. You know, that
knocking
was flipping great. Looking at where they are on the log right now.
Yeah.
With them being number 6 on the log, it's quite crazy. Then the biggest worry going into the season for West Ham was the fact that do they have the squad depth to challenge for Premier League as they challenged last season, you know, trying to get into that UEFA position and challenge in Europa. Because you don't go into, even though it's Europa, you don't go into Europa thinking, I'm not going to win this tournament.
No. You want to win it.
You want it all.
Yeah.
And I really hope the next round, I hope West Ham makes it through. And it's West Ham versus Eintracht Frankfurt.
Because
I don't want to embarrass Barcelona.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
But like as we close, just looking at the log, right? At the Premier League log. Man United have dropped down to 7th place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and why I wanted to end with this, just a quick statement that the one guy said is like the problem with Man United is that they have a lot of good players, but there is no team there.
Mm.
There is zero team chemistry. And it's now and then where somebody knows where the other person's going to run.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Barcelona this season, the amount of chemistry they've built, you know, they know each other, they know where each other are going to be.
Yeah,
you know, and they play exciting football.
They do.
And I guess United just doesn't have that. And yeah, that's my rant.
Is that it?
Yep.
No.
But from me, the one, the only Ballon d'Or winner of the show.
Yeah.
DJ Stones and?
And the forever young player of the season. And the player of the season, DJ Styx.
We're signing out.
On a high note.
Peace!
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM. Facebook at ActiveFM/777. As well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
How come we so hostile? Tired of the same old song.
So tired.
How come we so hostile? Someone's always right or wrong.
Right.
How come we so hostile?
Yeah.
How come we so hostile? Look, yeah. We gotta come together, try to get along.
In a world where everybody got 2 cents in, an opinion to being said by Twitter again. Here we go now, stuff to tweet it. Now we speak about it, argue with social media posts. Now I read about it, try to get the truth. I feel I never do. Trying to hear the real issue behind the point coming through. Feeling like the whole world caught a virus, is contagious. Formulating thoughts and plots, so let me say this. In the corner sipping tea like I was Kermit. Realize showing what love is perfect. Hoping that my flame shine through to the surface. Fire that's building up in bees from the furnace. God's work, hope I come through like a freight train. When you hear that I'm in
watered down for the cool sake.
Hey, why they so hostile? Yo, I don't understand. Yo, so.
This is America, home of the free, land of the brave. Do what you want and say what you say. I'm so amazed, everyone's a politician these days. Always trying to debate on social media, full of hate, stuck in the maze. Simple habits polluted with access to keep track of what we do. No one's asking what is true, rather go and act a fool. Everything is watered down for the cool sake. We've been set to make a world change, okay. If you with it, then you know we never quitting. Equipped with Holy Spirit and he's changing our appearance. Since the day I appeared on earth, it's only gotten clearer. He purposed me for greatness, take hip hop and make him famous. Jesus Christ, still king, nothing you could do to shake it, except fake it, till it's time for you to meet him face to face. When it happens, I just pray it ain't too late. Open up his word today, the clock is ticking, stop playing with the games.
Why we so hostile? And why we so hostile?
How come we so hostile?